Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Yes, you are right, George Karloftis. It does start 3 hours before the game, and it starts with a guy named Josh Briscoe. He's your pregame, halftime, postgame guy, and he's not on the streets because the streets look empty at this point. They say on the news there's going to be 3 million people flying, and over 100,000 people are taking to the roads. I know one guy that's not going anywhere but right here for the Chiefs and Broncos Thursday night. Welcome, Josh.
Bink, thank you for having me, my friend. I am looking forward to spending a small portion of my Christmas with you this week.
Just a small portion of the weekend. We will spend Christmas, me, you, and Nick Springer. I told you not to go wild on gifts this year.
Yeah, I have been thinking about, you know, maybe it's just like a matching shirt or jacket for you, me, and Nick. Maybe you get signed to the Chiefs practice squad to take a few reps at quarterback this week. I'm going to try to figure out some way to bring the three of us together.
He had that old school jersey on. What was his jersey of? I can't remember, but it was an old school Chiefs jersey.
Eric Berry yesterday.
Berry, that's right.
For Nick, yeah.
Yeah. Nick, who's going through the annals of Chiefs in 95 and 96 and 98, and looking at box scores. And there's a part of me that just totally respects that.
Yeah, it was good for his sanity. Nick needed to focus on something else for a little while, so he went back through, as you said, and we were remembering some guys, which is sort of how these last couple weeks are going to
be. Yeah, just remember people, and we'll talk about quarterbacks here in just a second, but I am curious, though, Josh. Honestly, if you were to go to any store around here, Walmart, Target, your gas stations, Quick Trip, whatever, if you're going to go there and ask 20 people, had they heard of Chris Olatokun before yesterday, I'm curious the amount that would say yes, because the hardcore ones are going to know because they watch preseason. A lot of people don't, but the hardcore ones do, or go up to training camp or listen to sports radio. But how many people, just casual Chiefs fans, do you think had ever heard of Chris Olatokun?
Probably a quarter, I might say, 25%. Like, just anyone wearing a Chiefs t-shirt, you show them a picture of him and say, hey, who is this guy? And frankly, I'm not sure we've all found a consensus on how his name is pronounced, which we need to really nail before the game on Christmas, I suppose.
Going back to South Dakota State days, Olatokun, Olatokun, Olatokun's what I say.
I had a pronunciation in my head, and now I've already heard it pronounced four different ways just this morning, and so I'm gonna have to open up the Chiefs pronunciation guide.
I just say a lot of Quinn.
Look, CO is what I call him. I call him Big Chris. I call him QB1 is what I call him. And yeah, I do not think he was on a first name or last name basis with most of Chiefs Kingdom until this week.
Well, I know they like him and they respect him, what he does, especially running scout team looks.
Yep.
Of other quarterbacks. They've liked having him in that quarterback room. He's been a real value to the Chiefs there. Maybe different, but they're going to have to do something. And I don't know what they're going to do because clearly I don't think they want to go in just a Noah Gray, be that emergency quarterback who hadn't played since his junior year because he got moved to receiver his next year in high school. But, I mean, Bailey Zappi, maybe. I think he's still – I know the Browns have activated him at times. He's back on the practice squad with Shadur starting. That is a guy you could take and put on your 53. So, and that is a guy that knows this team's offense, and he probably still stays at the Residence Inn. That's a guy that you can call. But I don't know what other options you would have, but you would think it'd be somebody that knows this offense.
Yeah, I think Zappi is the guy. I haven't seen anything official, obviously, but
no.
He makes a lot of sense. The other guy who I think is still on a practice squad is Shane Buechele, but I don't know that he's been with Buffalo now long enough to think that, you know what, maybe he'll just stay there and you know, be ready in case anything ever happens to Josh Allen. I think Bailey Zappi makes the most sense. He's been here pretty recently, and you just gotta get through these next couple of games, and obviously, as we saw with Gardner Minshew, you can't just have one quarterback ready to go at this point. You've gotta have somebody to potentially step up before it is just Noah Gray out there. I would enjoy letting Travis Kelce throw a pass, try to you know, get a little redemption there at some point these next 2 weeks. But I do think bringing Zappi back in, just bring him to the 53. You get two game day checks with the Chiefs these last couple weeks, and hopefully you don't have to go in. But if you do, he's played real football before. He could be an adult out there and just kind of keep things moving. But obviously, it's going to be weird these next couple of weeks regardless.
Did you want to see, was there any guys in particular you were looking at and thinking, all right, this week when you're thinking about development for next year? Because Pacheco, I mean, if he's running for the Cardinals next year, like, it doesn't matter what he does in that game. Was there... Did you want to see more of a steady dose of Rashard Smith that we saw a little bit in the Chargers game? He got carry number two, and I thought this is a sign of good things to come. Or Jalen Royals to see what you have at your fourth-round pick. We didn't get to see those guys much, what combined 11 snaps between them. We might see him more for the Denver game. We don't know what's going to happen, or might see him for the Raiders game the following week. But is there something that you wanted to see yesterday that you didn't see?
Yeah, I mean, you mentioned a couple of them. There's frankly a lot. Like, I was surprised that Jaden Hicks only played 17 defensive snaps. Feels like this is the time to let him out there to try to get as much work as he can. But the guys that you mentioned were the main ones. Jalen Royals never got a target. I think he played, what, 3 offensive snaps here, according to Pro Football Reference. And then Jeffrey Bassa, the other rookie who just doesn't get playing time. He did not get a single defensive snap. He only played on special teams. But those are guys who I wanted to see, but I think I said this on air last week. Hearing the Chiefs talk about Royals and Bassa, hearing Andy and Spags talk about them, it didn't seem like they were close to getting into the mix, which was sort of alarming, at least in the short term, but it kind of felt like they probably weren't going to get much run. And this is all, we're talking about the end of a lost season, and I'm not telling Andy Reid how to run his depth chart, but I was stunned that Rashard Smith didn't get a carry. He got one touch on a target there late in the game. That was it. That was really shocking to me, where Isaiah Pacheco ends up with more carries than the rest of the team combined, almost as many catches as the rest of the team combined. Just a straight, and look, again, you have to just execute a functioning offense, and I get that. Trying to make life a little bit easier, in this case, your third string quarterback, but I was really surprised they didn't just try to get 10 touches to Rashard Smith. Just hand him the football some and just find out if you think he can do this as a running back at the NFL level. Maybe they already think he can't. I don't know. Maybe it's another training camp for all those guys, but I don't know that that's magically going to make them full-time players. So I really would like to see some of them go now, because again, I like Isaiah Pacheco. I wish that his season hadn't been derailed by the injury last year. He hasn't looked quite the same since, but I know who Isaiah Pacheco is. I really feel like there's a chance to learn a little bit more about Rashard Smith the rest of the way.
Yeah, when you look at this team in next year, is there a particular area, because JT and I talked about it, he would go pass rusher, which with the first pick, because the Chiefs didn't move. They're still picking 12, so didn't help them. They're going to be somewhere between 9 and 13 or 14. I mean, they're not going to move a whole bunch from where they're at. But, you know, the text line likes David Bailey at Texas Tech, a pass rusher. Or there's a running back case for Jeremiah Loves, people that like him out there a lot. I particularly like Carnell Tate, wide receiver. Is there any one group? And I think there's an argument to be made for many different positions.
Yes.
An argument to be made. Is there one position, without the players, is there one position that you would love to see first round for the Chiefs?
You are gonna you're gonna make it sound like I'm just copying off your notes, because I will say I think position group, I look at the defensive line first. I think that's the group right now, without having really put my draft hat on. I am not doing 365 days of draft coverage like you are. But just kind of looking at the state of this Chiefs roster and knowing that they're gonna have a chance to get a top 10-ish player, and hopefully just a top 10 player on their big board. I think if you say, hey, you get another player to take a little bit of the burden off of Chris Jones, and to hopefully, if you're picking him top 10, hopefully a guy who ends up having a higher ceiling than George Karlaftis, and then Karlaftis can kind of stay in that high-end number two pass rusher range, but really for these next couple years, you'd like to have Jones, Karlaftis, and another guy, and then you can hopefully actually get home with four, which has just been a problem all year long. If you made me pick a player, though, Bink, it would be Carnell Tate. I can't help it, man. I've wanted for so many years to hear Roger Goodell go up to the podium and say with the pick, the Kansas City Chiefs select this guy, wide receiver, Ohio State. It's just a good way of doing business. I feel like if you get a chance to get one of those guys, the odds of him being a plus NFL player is very, very good. And I do think this is maybe a little bit of a reflection of how this year went for Rashee Rice and Xavier Worthy. But really, it's just a reflection of the fact that Travis Kelce, even if he comes back again next year, you do not want to make him be the guy that defenses are able to key in on as much as they have this year, even with Rice being on the field. I really think there is room for an X wide receiver type that this team never really invests in. So I'm guessing I will be hurt through the draft process again. But the pass rush is my position group. Carnell Tate right now is my guy.
And there's nothing wrong with that. He has the best hands in the draft. The best routes he runs in the draft. He's got the best catch radius, and he's 6'3". And there is a lot of reason to like Carnell Tate, to be quite honest with you. Josh, by the way, happy birthday to you.
Thank you.
I know it's tomorrow, not today, but still happy birthday.
I appreciate that. And by us having this conversation today, I'm going to get to sleep in on my birthday tomorrow. So this is an absolute win-win for me.
And then on Thursday, you got Chiefs game. And I told JT, I think a lot of people – whether you give out gifts on Christmas Eve or Christmas, I do think people make an exception. I think there's going to be a lot of Chiefs tickets going out Christmas Eve.
Yeah, which is all, I mean, especially if you think about, you know, if you're a kid, your parents maybe have done all the legwork, you know, you don't need to worry about what time you're getting to the stadium on Christmas. You do that one opening of the present on Christmas Eve, and it's Chiefs tickets for the next day. Heck, some of these, I mean, look, if mom or dad's got the logistics planned out, you can get those tickets Christmas morning. You get a Chris Olatikin jersey. I think I said his name wrong now.
Yeah.
You get a number 19 Oladokun jersey and some tickets underneath, and all of a sudden you're going to Arrowhead for Christmas night. That is a very cool thing, and I understand why the Chiefs have kind of taken over Christmas this way. Just a bizarre way for this year to have a Christmas night game with no playoff implications for the hometown team. Really, really weird.
Yeah, it'd be the Denver Broncos that get to come to warm Kansas City when they probably thought it would be damn cold. This time
go
of year.
Go out there and yell at the Broncos. Go scream at Bo Nix for 3 hours. That's family bonding on Christmas.
Yell
right
incomplete, just like they do. Skip days there. Briscoe, Merry Christmas to you. And did you try that winter grind yet?
I haven't. I still haven't opened in a tab on my laptop. I haven't found it yet. I need to seek it out. And look, the way this is going, maybe I just need to crack it open for postgame on Christmas.
Yeah, well, you might as well. I mean, there's only one after that, so. With the Raiders, we might all sit around and drink after that one.
I think we probably should. Hey, Merry Christmas to you guys.
You too.
Appreciate you having me again here. And I will see you on Christmas itself. Santa Bink on the pregame show. Talk about some college football action. Don't miss it.
Sounds good, my friend. Take care. Be careful and enjoy that. But the Kansas City Chiefs, the NFL playoff picture is becoming set at this point. There's still 7 slots remaining to be guaranteed playoff berths. I think the playoffs are going to be interesting. I mean, it's going to be a different way that we look at things. How are you consuming it? Because it's been the Chiefs marching through the whole time, getting to the Super Bowl, having your friends, family over for Super Bowl parties. But how are you going to enjoy it? Do you find a second team? JT, I'll ask you after the break, but do you have a second team? I think a lot of people might have second teams, or do you want to see people crash, burn, and fail like I do? We explain next.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is a reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
And welcome back. Just a couple more days till Christmas on the 25th. What's today, the 22nd?
It is the 22nd, Bink.
So we're getting close. JT Noah producing the operation. Jay Binkley. All right, what's the big news that you had, JT? The college football news.
Football news is, according to On3 Sports, Bobby Petrino is going to be the next OC for Bill Belichick.
Petrino found the job.
We thought maybe he was going to take over as the head coach permanently for Arkansas. He's actually leaving Arkansas and going over to UNC. Yeah.
He didn't get the head coaching job, so he wanted that. He was firing people as we went. And Missouri State was loaded with Petrinos. Their coach at the point was his son-in-law. Just a lot of history with him at a lot of history with the Petrinos at Missouri State as they made a bowl game and lost this year to Arkansas State. It makes sense. It's a good move, I think, for them. By the way, the text line says they're either cheering for the Bears or a team that has nothing to prove, like the Seahawks, the Rams, the Jags, you name it. People are rooting for somebody else. I'm not rooting for anybody, to be honest with you. I'd like to see.
I felt like you wouldn't be. Yeah.
I'm not. I guess the Seahawks, out of any of them, just to see Sam Darnold win it and never again. Just one time, boom. Sam Darnold seems like the less of all evils. Like, I know the text line, they really want to see Josh Allen get a ring. I don't want to see that. I'm good.
You're okay without that?
I'm good without seeing
that. The only team that I will really be upset that wins a Super Bowl would be Philly. I don't want Philly to be like, oh, we went back-to-back like the Chiefs.
No one get hurts a second one.
Yeah, so.
I'm with you.
Philly would be the only one I'm, like, despised of. I've been saying for the last couple weeks, I love the Patriots. I don't know why. I think it's because I like Mike Vrabel a lot, and what they've done is great, and I know it's kind of weird to say, oh, you like the team that had a dynasty before you and all that, but I really like what the Patriots are doing. But one team that's caught my eye the last couple weeks is Jacksonville. That team is fun to watch because they're putting up points.
Lawrence's resurgence is fun.
Because you're seeing them put up points. I like to see points. They're two different styles. The Jags and Patriots are way different styles of football. And I just don't know who I really want out of the AFC, but as long as the Eagles don't make the Super Bowl, I'll be happy.
And they're kind of showing us, too, that you don't always have to look for that offensive-minded head coach to go with that quarterback like everybody wants so bad because of what they had in Kansas City with Andy Reid and Patrick Mahomes, because Vrabel, defensive-minded guy, is working out fine as a head coach in New England. Seattle is ran by a defensive-minded guy in McDonald, who was the Ravens defensive coordinator before taking over. You just have to find the right guy. I guess I just want to see the lesser of all evils as far as make it. Ben Johnson's a little bit too cocky for me in Chicago.
You see the cheese graters on the heads after they beat the Packers Saturday night?
I saw that they've lost, what, 10 of the last 12 games the Bears have to the Packers, and yet they're wearing cheese graters now. So I'm just saying, man, life comes full circle, man. Just be careful. Life comes at you really, really fast. Well, I guess we'll be watching what happens later in Kansas City if the Chiefs are going to be moving across state lines, which looks like Laura Kelly's having her, what, press conference for a special announcement about 3 o'clock?
3 o'clock. The meeting's at 1, special announcement's at 3, which tells me, I'm not saying I know inside stuff.
People were invited, but without a reason, you know what it's about.
But, like, if you're going to have a meeting at 1 and then a news conference at 3, that tells me the deal's about to get done today for the Chiefs to move over to Kansas.
It's going to be bad feelings for those in Missouri. It's going to be happy feelings, obviously, for those in Kansas. It's just one of those things. As a Missouri resident myself, I hate to see it. I hate to see them lose it because I'm worried about Kansas City. I'm worried about Kansas City going forward, worried about the future, because right now you have the KC Current and an airport. And you're going to get the World Cup this year, but that stuff ends fast. Where are you going to come up with that money? And as I said, there is that earnings tax that they have that nobody brings up, that 1% tax, earnings tax, and also the jock tax. If you want to call
it. You love the jock tax.
The jock tax is what athletes and entertainers pay. It means every time a Taylor Swift or Luke Combs or anybody sings at Arrowhead, 1% to Kansas City, Missouri. Almost $300 million is raised with that 1%. And this comes from their website, Kansas City's website, not from anywhere else. But it says, in addition to helping fund basic operations such as repairing roads and police officers, firefighters, paramedics, and ambulance service, revenue from the earnings tax also helps fund snow removal, codes inspection, historic preservation, and other city needs. The earnings tax generates about $292.2 million annually. Who pays it? Anybody that lives in Kansas City, Missouri, or if you work here, non-residents that work in Kansas City, Missouri, hence the jock tax. So anybody that comes to the plate against the Kansas City Royals, including themselves, anybody that plays for a football team playing the Kansas City Chiefs, like the Broncos this Thursday night, 1%, and the Chiefs, 1%. So that tax, where's it going to be recouped from? You just don't want to see the city falter. I mean, remember, you do have pride in Kansas City. Whether you're living in Lenexa, Shawnee, Olathe, wherever, when you're traveling anywhere else in the city, you say, where are you from? Say Kansas City. Well, you want to see Kansas City thrive, but this is a major, major hit to Kansas City, Missouri, if these teams do leave. And I get it. I mean, the bright side is they're not moving to like Utah or Tennessee or somewhere far away. They'll be right there across the border. And you spend, if you live in the Missouri side, you probably spend a lot of time on the Kansas side and vice versa. Hell, you might work over on the Kansas side or vice versa.
Hey, look at you.
I mean, people spend time on both sides of the state line. I get that. But if you're a fan of Kansas City, Missouri, and those teams being in Kansas City, Missouri, if you're a fan of teams staying in Missouri, how do you look at St. Louis now that the Rams left? Does that hurt them as a sports city when you look at them? Or would it not change a bit had the Rams just moved to the Illinois side and you're like, fine with it? Would you have been fine with them still being in the St. Louis metro? I mean, that's one way to look at it.
Yeah, I guess I might ruffle some feathers, but it don't bother me that they're moving. My biggest thing is they're staying
in the city.
I
want to see Kansas City still thrive, though. That's the thing.
Right.
I am proud of being from Kansas City.
And I still think it's going to happen. Like, it's going to be like, oh, people are still going to be proud to live in Kansas City. Because not...
I don't know how proud you're going to be losing two teams.
Well, we're not for sure about the Royals. Let's make sure.
We don't. That's a good point. We don't know.
So, like, if you lose one, Don't you think you'll feel a half, I guess, half glass full if you only lose one? You'll feel better about Missouri, Kansas City, Missouri, would you, Bink?
Stay in the area, man. It's honestly, when it all comes down to it,
I'm saying,
but I want to see the city do well. Right, that earnings tax, I want to see the city.
Would you be okay? Like, would you feel better about the pride of Kansas City, Missouri, if the Royals stayed?
It's different having them both, but if you just had one, all you had to hang your head on, sure,
right?
At least one,
because if not, you're not
going to have any proteins.
We talked
in
about
the
this
city.
Earlier, though. Like, if they lose both, you think they're going to push hard to get an NBA team, a pro basketball?
Hopefully,
team.
The state came through with some funds that are there and available for the Chiefs. I know they've never really liked that area out there because really. Not much development.
There's
obviously,
nothing out there, yeah.
A jury inn and what, a Taco Bell?
Yeah,
and
there
you
used
did
to
have
be a water resort.
IHOP, but it caught on fire.
No, a Denny's. It was a
Denny's. Caught on fire, yeah.
Yeah, there used to be that water resort over there, but it closed down.
Yeah, there's no development, which is weird because when they put the airport where they did, they went development. And it took forever to get like Zona Rosa and those type of things. Like that Applebee's that was on I-29 was the number one Applebee's in the country. And it's not even there anymore because Zona Rosa's there and everything else. So the development did come, but it took a while to get said development to those areas. But the bottom line is, you knew this would be a possibility. I mean, here's the thing. When the vote was out there, you had your opportunity. Your opportunity to franchise tag both teams and say, you're not going anywhere. Could have franchise tagged those teams. You chose not to do it. And I get it. It's tough. When you have a property tax levied against you and you hear the word tax, it bothers you, even though it should have been hammered out there more that it's just an extension of a tax you're already paying. But you hear that word tax and things want to change. But people thought it was just fear-mongering. They thought it was just fear-mongering from the people in radio or TV that teams could move. Now, what happened the day the vote didn't pass, the next day? Other states were calling. And not just Kansas, but other states were calling.
Oh, yeah. Utah was calling, Tennessee
was calling about the Chiefs. So if they do stay, I mean, that is, you know, a win
Tennessee
that they're staying in the area.
Tennessee wasn't really calling about the Chiefs. They were wanting more about the Royals. And so.
And I'm sure it's going to be a great facility and all that, but will Kansas City suffer? There's no other way to look at it and say they will.
So you're more looking at it outside of the sports realm of you're just worried about the city itself falling.
That was a big part of the identity of the actual city of Kansas City, Missouri. It was a big idea. There's getting pro sports franchises is tough, man. It is so tough for anybody to do. And especially when you lose them and you think about the state and the population of the state, you're not going to have any pro football teams playing in it. That's a tough pill to swallow.
And I think one of the things that I know you understand it, but some people don't, is there's a lot of blame to go to Kansas City, Missouri for this. Like, we can blame the voters all we want, but the legislation and the government above Kansas City did not help bring this team or keep the teams in Kansas City. The way they went about...
Well, the state's made a pretty good proposal to them.
But they never were really fully on board with them when it came to voting for them last year.
It's tough, but here's the bottom line is when that vote came out, it was cut and dry. Either vote for it or see your teams leave. I mean, it was that, but people didn't want to hear that. They called it fear-mongering, that they're not going anywhere. They'll stay right where they're at, Truman Sports Complex. They're not going anywhere. And the bottom line is, JT, didn't vote for it. They can go wherever they want. They're free agents.
Well, right. I just...
So, I mean, the opportunity was there. The opportunity was there to franchise tag, not letting your teams get the free agency, and that's exactly what they did.
But people were not happy with how it was going, and I understand why they.
I understand it was a hodgepodge of things put together. I agree with them 100% on that.
And
but the alternative sucks.
I think the alternative sucks, but I also think you just don't understand what's across the bridge, and now they're seeing what's across the bridge when it comes to that.
The proposals did suck. I'm not going to lie, it didn't. But the alternative of losing your teams, I think, sucks a lot more.
They never thought about what could be across the bridge if you don't pass this vote. And that's totally fine. But now you're going to have to live with what you did because they're going to probably move.
There was complete lack of communication. I'm just like this tax. No one even brought this up. No one even brought up the earnings thing. If you live in Kansas City, Missouri, you know about the 1%. But the jock tax that every athlete was paying or entertainer that performs in Kansas City, Missouri, pays it as well. And no one talked about where that money would be replaced. So they're about to lose a lot of money and teams. I mean, it's
I also think it wasn't that they lost the vote. It was how bad they lost the vote. It was a landslide of how bad they lost this vote when they went to the proposal.
Sure.
So I think that was another thing that kind of like said, hey, all right, well, we got to really test the waters for other places. It wasn't just because, oh, we lost 51 to 49. No, you lost like 78 to 22.
If I'm a Kansas resident, I'm really excited.
Oh,
I mean, why
yeah.
wouldn't you be?
Except apparently Leawood's not. Leawood does not want anything to do with the Royals.
785 says, Bank, it's not called Missouri City. There has to be a reason it's called Kansas City. Well, here's the thing. You're proud of Kansas City because wherever you go, you say you're from Kansas City because there is some kind of pride that comes with the word Kansas City in your vocabulary, even if you're from Olathe, Shawnee, Lenox, it doesn't matter. But do you want to see Kansas City hurt? Do you want to see Kansas City hurt? Because it clearly will if they lose their teams. The city itself, the biggest city in this metro, will hurt if they lose their teams. But you know it's a possibility. I mean, that was the possibility put out there. You blink around, you find out, right?
That's the old saying, hey, you blink around and you'll find out.
And they're finding out.
And now they're regretting it. You see some people are like, oh, well, if we knew this was going to happen,
all
we
those fear-mongers on the radio, they're fear-mongering. The hell we weren't. The hell we weren't.
Sometimes the truth hurts.
Yeah, but Kansas, I mean, yeah, we're on a split line here. Half these listeners from Kansas, half Missouri. It's going to be half the people really, really happy.
I mean, we're in Kansas right now. Like, I mean.
We are. And we cover Missouri teams. They're about to be, well, we don't know what's happening to the Royals. We don't know.
We don't know what's happening to the Royals. I know when Fesco was on with CDOT last week, he said that they believe they should have answers by the end of the year. So, I mean, that's, what, 9 days away? So, I haven't heard really anything about the Royals. It's all about the Chiefs last week.
Now here's a 913. Do you think Kansas City, Missouri hard presses for the NBA or NHL? They should.
Well,
unless you're satisfied with just the KC Current playing in your city, you should sure as hell be going for the NHL or NBA to bring a franchise here.
But you also thought that's what they would do in St. Louis. They would go hard for some other stuff, and they haven't. I mean, they just sit on their hands and watch the St. Louis Blues. Oh, I'm sorry. I guess they have an XFL team now, the St. Louis Battlehawks.
Battlehawks. I don't know, man. I'm ready to put it to bed. I mean, stadium talk, but obviously today is going to be a big day for it.
You picked the wrong week to work if you wanted to put it to bed.
No, I'm fine with it. I'm fine with it. Just get it over with. You know, just get the decision
quickly. Please get this over with by the new of the 2026.
Whatever you're going to do, just do it. You know, just get. I mean, this is continually goes on.
Are you feared like some people are that? If this isn't figured out this week, that it could go into the offseason and then Chiefs may not prioritize the right stuff?
Yeah. I don't know, JT. I just know that did you vote on this?
I did not because I don't live in Jackson County.
Oh, you don't live in Jackson?
Raymore's in Cass County.
Oh, Cass?
Yep. But my brother did vote for it, so.
I pay the earnings tax, so I get it.
Mm-hmm.
Not Jackson County, but again, when you lose two pro sports franchises, especially one that's been in three straight Super Bowls, that's a tough pill to swallow. And you always want to see the city through. I understand if you have a lot of pride for Kansas City, Kansas, or Shawnee, Lenexa, Olathe, any of it, but you don't want to see the flagship area of the city, Kansas City, Missouri, fail. You don't. You don't want the airport to be the only good thing we have in the city. You don't want that to happen. It was the Chiefs, it was the Royals, but obviously things change when you don't vote on it. People have the right to do whatever they want. They can move their teams wherever they want. You could have kept them, but you gave them the opportunity to look around.
The other thing is you also got to realize, as much as it pains that they're going to leave, you still have them for the next 3 to 4 years.
Yeah.
So there is that, I guess, a little bit of solidation that, hey, you got them for the next 3 to 4 years.
I just hope it does well. We've seen different things happen the last couple of years. We've seen the Plaza sold, whatever. I don't think the Power and Light makes money hand over fist. Not that it was anyway with the Royals and Chiefs there. But you lose pro sports franchises and things change. And that earnings tax, that 1% that you were getting paid from athletes that played in Kansas City, both Royals, Chiefs, or sing songs as an entertainer, was going in the coffers of Kansas City, Missouri. So that's going to be money that's not out there. I keep seeing all these texts and stuff, but nobody has an answer. No one's going to tell me where that money is going to come from. Now, it's one thing losing the teams, but they're going to lose that percentage of tax, too. They're going to lose that jock tax. They're going to lose that. They're still going to fat tax all their constituents. They're still going to have to pay it. But where's the money coming from? I'm just curious. I haven't seen it. But regardless, Kansas fans are going to be happy. Missouri fans are not going to be happy. And I get it. I get both sides. I understand why Kansas would be happy, and I get why Missouri would be pissed. I totally get it. But, you know, there's enough people in this town that work or live and go back and forth between both sides. Well, it's probably going to be both sides, and we see what happens at 3 o'clock. I'm curious what's going to happen, but they don't call special announcements to say Merry Christmas.
Yeah, no. And the one thing I will say is people saying that they won't go to games if they move to Kansas, that's crazy. Like, I'm sorry. I'm calling your bluff. I know many people that lived in Kansas went to Missouri to go to Kansas City Chiefs games. If they move to Kansas, I promise you, I will go to a game. It's
785 says, Bing, don't worry, you can become a women's soccer fan and the St. Louis Cardinals. No, I'm still going to like the Royals and Chiefs.
If you trade in because the Royals move over to Kansas for the Cardinals, get out of here. Ain't no way. That's crazy talk if you're just going to go, hey, I'm a St. Louis Cardinals fan since the Royals moved to Kansas. That's wild.
Well, I'm fine with and 816 says what? Tax to what updated stadium? No, I told you what the taxes were for. I told you what the taxes are used for the jocks tax. Paying paramedics, ambulance services, revenue from the tax also helps fund snow removal, codes inspection, you name it. That's almost $300 million that came from that. No, that's what I'm talking about. Not updating stadiums. That's 100% what I'm talking about. But the bottom line is, we're going to find out really quickly, and man, they have a good time to do it, don't they? It'll be a merry, merry Christmas for Kansas residents.
Yeah, big, big afternoon for them today.
I wonder, I don't think you'll lose many fans. I doubt that you will, because eventually,
this isn't like the Missouri eventually Kansas cooler heads prevail. Wars.
I think if you're a lifelong Chiefs fan or Royals fan, I think you'll still like them. I will say this, though. I was a Kansas City Kings fan. And when they moved to Sacramento, I said, screw off. But that was moving all the way across the country.
That's to Sacramento. Yeah. That's to L.A. Yeah. That's to California. Come on.
It is. Kansas, whatever. It's, you know. I just don't want to see Kansas City, Missouri start to fail. I mean, we're all proud of, you know, this city. But you start ripping its teams away, and what
Maybe
do you have?
Maybe they get an XFL team. You never know.
No, we don't want an XFL team, man. Oh, I digress. I don't even know where to go from here. But obviously today we'll be talking about it because I think you have news crew standing right behind you, JT, for said purposes.
Ain't gonna lie, I knew he was behind me. I didn't know he was a news crew. I thought he was just getting mics ready for something else.
So anyway, coming up next, we'll wrap this thing up and some interesting text on who you will be going for in the NFL playoffs next.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
You open the fridge, there's nothing there. So what's it gonna be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Welcome back, JT, Noah, Jay Mazelik, Cody, and Gold, and Drew.
Next. No Drew.
What? Drew's not here?
Drew's here, but he's been tasked to go to Topeka. Speck will be running the show for Cody and Gold.
Oh.
Yeah, Kramer apparently is sick. Drew just came in here and told me this. So Drew is actually going to Topeka.
The big announcement.
With Bob. They're going to get some footage down there, and then Speck will be running Cody and Gold. So those two got to stay on their best behavior. The boss is taking over.
They're going for the big announcement. The big announcement. Well, we do have a big game this Thursday. The DeMarcus. Man, I wish this game meant something. It does for the Broncos. I get that. And for the Chiefs, it goes draft position. What do you think about this game? But it's still playing the Denver Broncos. And I never want to see the Broncos win anything. JT, we do have a few going for Seattle on here. I think people are getting the memo. Hey, let's forget the AFC.
Hey, I like Jason. Jason's really good.
Yeah. I mean, you know.
And also, Seattle does have a Mizzou boy and Drew Locke as their backup quarterback.
It's all how you want to look at it. But I think people are going for some Sam Darnold. Who's your team, by the way?
For what?
Who are you going for? Are you going for anybody or not?
Like I said, I mean, it's weird. The Patriots and Jags have kind of fallen for it. I got two good friends of mine that are both fans of both of those teams, so it kind of works out that way.
You have a Jaguar fan friend.
Yeah, he used to live. He went to Pitt State. He dated a girl from Pitt State and moved to Florida. He was from Florida, went back to Florida. We still
Duval.
Say each other. He goes Duval. Yep. It's so funny. He's from Florida. Florida fan in Jacksonville for Jacksonville Jaguars, but he's a Michigan Wolverine fan for college. Weird.
Interesting. Well, I'm enjoying the college football playoffs, even though I really don't have a dog in the fight.
Who do you really rooting for, though? Like, if you had to choose one team, who do you want to see win?
I think Texas Tech winning would be fun.
I think Texas Tech would be fun.
Because they took advantage of the loophole. They paid it, you know, they're doing things the right way.
They're
paying
everybody,
and they brought in, just flipped their team around as far as what they're concerned.
Would you be
David
okay with
Bailey's fun to watch, and he's been mocked pretty much where the Chiefs are sitting. By the way, people are asking me about Carnell Tate. Will he still be around? Most mocks you see are anywhere from 5 to 10, to be honest with you. So they're kind of on the outside looking in as far as being in his range. But so many things can happen. You get to the combine, your 40-yard dash time, all this stuff starts to matter. And your draft profile goes up and down. It's not really where you're sitting right now, although he's not going to move much. Carnell Tate's not going to move much. But
would you be okay with Indiana winning? With Kurt Cincinnati?
Yeah, they'd be fine. It's a great story.
Yeah.
And again, people are saying, is it the biggest turnaround ever? It's still Bill Snyder, in my opinion. But I think you can put a divider in it. You could put pre-nil and post-nil.
Right.
Because Bill Snyder, you know, built
if
the team, turned his team around.
If Kurt wins it this year, though, I think he takes over for Bill.
But it's much different, though, because you can pay your players now, and he certainly has at this point to paying the players, which I think is much different than the way Bill Snyder did things at Kansas State. So I think there can be a dividing line for the biggest turnaround before nil change. Because there wasn't a transfer portal. There wasn't anything that we have now. It's free agency. Hell, Kurt Cincinnati took a ton of James Madison players over with him when he went to Indiana. You know, props to what Chesney did at James Madison, because he had to restock that whole team because Cincinnati took all the good ones.
And now poor James Madison has to do it again.
Yes. So we'll see what's going to happen with them. But no, probably the Seahawks, to be honest with you. I mean, but again, it's not a rooting interest. It's just watching with, you know, okay, see what happens. As far as college, Texas Tech at this point.
Yeah, Texas Tech would be fun. And it kind of has a little
but
bit
Indiana's
of...
But Indiana's fun, too, because that's a fun team to watch.
Texas Tech also has that kind of, like, I guess you would say Kansas City line because of Patrick Mahomes going to Texas Tech.
So, well, there's that, and there's Dan Lanning that's actually from the Kansas City area.
Dan Lanning,
that's coaching Oregon.
Quack, quack.
Well, his first coaching job was at Park Hill South as an assistant.
Yeah. Ray Peck's head coach
went to William Jewell,
football.
I think.
Ray Peck's head football coach was up in Oregon for a long time, being a recruiter up there. So
yes, he was. Greg Jones.
Big old Greg Jones, yeah.
Yeah, but Dan Lanning did go to William Jewell.
Yeah.
No, he's coaching Oregon.
The text line will make sure you know where Dan Lanning went.
I don't know. I mean, there's a few rooting interests. It's weird watching the playoffs without Kansas City, but you have to go back to 2014 when they weren't in it. And, you know, we still went on. We still moved on in that direction. JT Noah, thank you very much, my friend.
Always fun with you, Bink. Get to do it one more time before Christmas.
Thanks to Joshua Briscoe, Chiefs pregame and postgame joining us. Thanks to Josh Klingler, sideline reporter for the Kansas City Chiefs joining us. And as usual, thank you for listening. Cody and Gold and Speck next.
The boss.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Total, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With Masterclass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With Masterclass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop, we've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.